A long time ago, it was the custom of fathers and mothers in China to give their first sons long names. There lived a mother who had two sons. Her second son she called Chang, but her first and honored son she called Tiki Tiki Tembo Nasarembo Chari Bari Ruki Pip Pembo, which meant the most wonderful thing in the world. A small girl fell sick in 1692. Her fits, convulsions, contortions, and outbursts of gibberish baffled everyone. Other girls soon manifested the same symptoms. Their doctor could suggest but one cause: witchcraft.
Thank you for calling the New York Stock Exchange Group. Please say the first and the last name of the person or department you wish to reach.
People with metastatic melanoma lived an average of almost 4 months longer while taking a new drug that boosts the immune system, raising hopes that a long period of stalled progress against the stubborn cancer may be coming to an end. The National Institute of Mental Health states that the burden of mental illness on health and productivity in the United States and throughout the world has long been underestimated. Data developed by the Massive Global Burden of Disease study conducted by the World Health Organization reveal that mental illness, including suicide, accounts for over 15% of the burden disease in established marked economies.